So we've spent at least two videos talking about preparing your loved ones for being involved in your case. First aspect was talking about explaining their role. Second one we talked about was understanding the impact. Today, and finally, I want to talk about preparing your loved ones and yourself for the reality that there may be some unflattering information, evidence, or testimony that may come out involving your loved one. The hard part about a case is that if you're trying to prove your case, you're moving in a straight line. There are certain things that you have to be able to satisfy in order to get to the desired result you're looking for. There may be times when you're bringing your loved ones in, or family or friends or coworkers, that sometimes information may present itself that may not necessarily look well towards both of you or one of you, but it goes towards supporting your case. So here's some things that you need to keep your loved ones or your friends and family and coworkers advised of or just informed about. You may have to say, or you may have to solicit some information from them that is not necessarily flattering to them. Imagine a circumstance where you're here, where you're in a situation where someone is saying that you did something and it wasn't necessarily you who did it, but the loved one was the one who actually did it, or the loved one knows the person who did it and they were involved with that person, maybe tangentially. That person may not necessarily, your loved one may not necessarily like being put in on the spot like that. But remember, this is about your case going in a straight line. If that information being provided by your loved one will present a context that puts your case in a favorable light, they need to be aware and be prepared for the reality that by doing so, by presenting that information, it didn't necessarily put them in a positive light, but it necessarily helped you put your case in a positive light. In the same context, when they're testifying, there's a real reality that they may actually have to share some information about you that's not as positive as well. If in the same course of trying to paint a particular picture, that maybe they're asking your loved one's information about information about evidentiary that may be necessary to prove your case, they may have to share information in terms of perspectives, observation, whatever the case may be, that doesn't necessarily put you in the best light either. Again, remember, if it's about the case and getting a desired result, some of those other things you can worry about later. But just know when you're talking to your loved ones that they need to be prepared to be open and honest, to share things that may not necessarily paint you in a positive light if it gets your case to the desired result. When you're talking to your loved ones about the unflattering portions in your case and so forth, you need to understand and get them to understand. If they can give you some indication of which way they're leaning with regards to what they're going to share, that's great. But you need to be prepared for the reality that self-preservation is a powerful thing. If placed in a situation where they have to say something that may be unflattering to you or to them that may put them in additional legal peril, they may be very controlled or reserved in what information they share. And even though you may want them to be as open and honest and candid about things as possible, they still have to do so within the framework of what is this going to do in terms of how is this going to impact me after the fact. So when you're talking to your loved ones and getting them to understand the scope of what's going on, you need to make sure you communicate to them the scope of what's going on. So this way they're not walking in there thinking that this is something that's going to be kind of user-friendly in the neighborhood, as opposed to something that may have a greater impact that even you or they even appreciate. Legal cases are always tricky because you're trying to pull multiple pieces of a puzzle that has different perspectives to get to a desired result. If you initiated the case, you are trying to get to a desired destination. And unfortunately, along the way, your loved ones may be a part of that, and a part of that ride to that destination may require you to hit a few road bumps. Start getting your loved ones ahead and start getting your loved ones mentally prepared for their reality going forward. It's important that your loved ones fully understand and that not only their role as well as the impact of their involvement in this case is important, but there may be points in time during the process that they may be finding themselves in a position where they may have to present information that may not necessarily be flattering to those involved, and you want to make sure that they're prepared for that reality, and you need to be prepared for the reality of that information coming out. have filed a lawsuit and you know that in order for you to be able to prove your case, you're going to need evidence and testimony from people who are close to you in some capacity, whether it be coworkers, family members, friends, or other loved ones. As this case goes on and their involvement in the case goes on, the relationship with them may change over time. And it's important for you to understand, when you're sitting there involving them in the case and you have to provide information or evidence that puts them in a light that may not be the most favorable light, there's a decent chance they're going to internalize how you presented that information to the court or to the body that you're dealing with. And because you are presenting information about them in a particular light, if you haven't given them the opportunity to know that's where you're going to come at them, they may look at you a little differently after the case is over, now knowing that that's how you have viewed them with regards to the particular circumstance you're dealing with. But you got to understand a reality. You have two types of preparation realities. One is you can prepare them. The other one is you can't prepare them. And this is where an attorney is very helpful. In cases where you can't prepare them, sometimes the great example is when you're in an employment situation. You may have friends that you worked with and you lost your job and you're going to sue the employer. Well, as long as your friends who are employees are working for the employer, they're operating as agents of that employer. So therefore, they're not just your friends who can hook you up outside of the workplace. They have to be very careful that they don't put themselves and you don't put yourself in legal peril by trying to get them to cooperate to cause harm. Because remember, they are still working for the employer. So in some legal instances, you may not legally be able to prepare them so that even if they have expressed an interest in participating and so forth, you have to be mindful of the fact that, one, they may not volunteer to participate because they may feel that in an employment situation or in the situation they're in, they're not able to. Or two, you may only get them to come out is that if you compel them. And even though you may compel them, you may not have any clue what they're going to say. And more importantly, they're not going to have any clue what you're going to say. So in those legal situations where you're not able to prepare them, you stand a very decent possibility that your relationship with them will change once information about the circumstances comes out into light, since neither one of you had the opportunity to filter that information or at least have a discussion about it prior to. Then you have the other scenario where you're able to prepare them. If you're able to prepare them, like I've said in some of the other videos, we talked about preparing your loved ones, when we're talking about the impact, explaining the roles, understanding unflattering testimony. If you're in a position where you're able to prepare them in advance, that's great because at least you can now lay the groundwork for what they will expect. And this way they're not shocked when these things happen. And it gives you the time to be able to come back after the fact and have discussions with them about, okay, this is how we got here. This is why we took this course of action. So this way there's no surprise. When you decide to file a lawsuit or engage in any legal process, that is your case. And invariably, you are going to be committed, interested, and dedicated to getting a positive and favorable outcome for your case. If you know that you're going to have to bring in people who are close to you in your circle in order to support that case or prove that case, you may find yourself in a situation where you're putting them in situations that they had not anticipated being in. You never intended to file, being in a position where you had to file. They were never in a position to have to feel like they have to come in to help your case. So when these worlds merge, if there is a possibility, and I stress this again, if you're in a position and it's legally permissible for you to engage your loved ones in terms of their role in helping you, please make sure that you're very clear about what that is. And if you have an attorney, by all means, talk to your attorney about what it needs, what they should be prepared for, and allowing them to get as much information as possible. I often tell people that engaging in the legal process is something that most people probably don't want to do, never planned on doing, hope to never do again in your life. But if you got to do it, do it right.